The message this morning, too, it builds on something that you brought up right there, and that is that God has blessed us all with certain talents and gifts, and we'll dig into that a little bit more this morning. For those of you that have been with us the past couple of weeks or the past couple of times that I've been up, I've been talking about how there are things in areas of our life at times that can kind of turn into a hot mess, and we've looked at scriptures on what God's word says about our families and how at times that can look like a hot mess. And we also talked some last week about those our families and then our schedules. Yeah, how our schedules can be a hot mess. We looked at God's word and what he says about how we use our time. And this morning, I want us to look at how our job can at times get kind of messy. And we'll look at God's word and what he says as far as that goes. But back to what you were saying on how he gives us certain talents and he gives us opportunities in our job to serve him. And how that it may look a little bit differently than it does at church. But if God gives us this opportunity, if he gives us this way to provide for our families, if he gives us this way to serve him, I think that it's our responsibility to find those creative ways to serve God in the things that we do every day, in the way that he provides for us. Before I get started, though, let's say a prayer. If y'all would, join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you today with the heart of gratitude, Lord. I thank you for the worship session that we've had this morning. And I praise you for the realization that I need you, Lord. And I just pray that you can help us all see that we need you, Lord. And I pray that you help us to see how you have arranged things in our lives, Lord, that to allow us to serve you and make a difference in the lives of the people around us, whether that be in our family or in our job, Lord. I pray you help us to see that. And I pray that you use this time this morning for your word to penetrate our hearts, Lord, and for you just to permeate our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, again, we're going to be talking about how another area of our life that can tend to be a hot mess at times. So for any of you who don't know, this terminology, hot mess, it's kind of a newer term. It just really means that when things get out of control. And so far, we've talked about our family and our schedules and how both of these things at times can get messy. And reality for all of us today is that at some point in some season of our life, all these parts of our lives will feel out of control. That's when we have to learn to give it to God. Today, we're moving to another area that's a key component in our lives, I think, and that is our job. I want to start out by saying that, man, this is one area of my life that I have been blessed beyond measure. And it's just, I've been amazed over and over again at the way that the more I give to God, the more he gives me the opportunity to serve him in what I do every day in my job. I went from when I first started going to work as a means to make money and provide for my family, and the more that I've given that to him, the more that he's given me the opportunity to operate in the same way I do in his kingdom here at work. Essentially, my responsibility at my job now is to do the same thing I do here, but at my job. It looks a little bit differently, but it's what I do. And I am extremely grateful for that. And so we'll dig into our jobs a little bit. And I'm not talking about just the job, the 9-to-5 that a lot of us work. I know that a lot of people have different types of jobs. A lot of people they're at home. They're taking care of their kids. Maybe they're taking care of loved ones. Maybe they're taking care of all these types of things. But I think that the Bible teaches us that we're all created to do some kind of work. Once we understand the why behind it, I think that that's when things start to come together. So I believe that this morning I can help us to see through, we'll start out in the book of the Bible that we visited several times throughout the series, and it's Genesis. So I'll start off in Genesis at the very beginning, chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." And in this one verse, it's the very first one in the Bible, we read the verb used to describe what God was up to. It says that God created. He seems to put something in motion here at the very beginning of time. And over the next 6 days of creation, God provides us with a model to use in our own work. And in this incredible way, he invites us, humans, to be a part of what he's got going on, to be a part of his plan. This, my friends, is a critical point that we all have to grasp and get a hold of when it comes to the jobs that we do and we have. I'll tell you all this morning that God is doing something in your job, and God will work through you in your job. We just have to join God in his work. So our job is to join God in what he's got going on. Man, I talked some a few minutes ago about, previous jobs that I had. I started off in the construction business, and I did less than glorify God in that. And then fast forward to after I committed my life to God and started for the company that I work for now, it was a little bit different. I went there because I was hungry and I needed a way to provide for my family, and there was stability there, and there was, all these other things that I was looking for in a job, and God has used that to grow me in my capacity here at this church, and it's amazing how God uses the things that go on, has used the things that have happened here at this church to grow me and allow me to better do my job at work, and at the same time has used my experiences and my exposure at my job to help me to better do what I do here. At the time when I first started, I didn't really use that opportunity to begin with to glorify God. And like I said, the more that I turned my life over to God, the more that I was able to see the opportunities that he was putting in my path to glorify him. Maybe you can relate to this, and maybe you struggle to see how God could use your job that you're in today to make a difference. Maybe you're in some sort of conflict with coworkers or bosses or something like that. But here's what God does just after creating humans like us in this creation story. So first he said he created the heavens and the earth. And then after that, we'll fast forward a little bit, another chapter and a piece to Genesis chapter 2. We'll read verse 15. Genesis 2:15 tells us that the Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. So did y'all catch that? First, through the creation of the heavens and earth, he put this thing into motion, and he created us humans. Then after the creation of mankind, he motions to us and says, hey, come on. I want y'all to check this out. I want you to join me in the work that I'm doing. And maybe today this is something that you need to hear. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom who's struggling with three or four kids, and they have different schedules, and one plays soccer and one does gymnastics and the other one does softball. And maybe you lose your patience. And if you're honest, I think that a lot of us have been in these situations where the difficulties of life get us caught up. But today I want you to be encouraged, because in all of this, I tell you, if you're paying attention, you'll see that God is at work in your life, and he's given you opportunities to make a difference in the lives of those around you. In fact, I'll tell you that he's working in each one of your children's lives. I see that regularly. I had a prime example of that this morning when Kaylee come up and prayed for us after reading the scripture. Man, there's not a whole lot that to me cuts me to the core and highlights the importance of making sure that we're sharing our faith. We sang a song this morning, the one you led. I'm trying to remember how it went. I'm singing to River, and he thinks I'm joking, He thinks I'm joking, and I never in my life have meant that more than I want him to understand that. So God works in our lives, and he's working in the lives of our kids. And he sees the time and the effort and the energy that we put in, and for the stay at home moms that are out there that are struggling and they don't hardly see a difference, or it seems like that not everybody appreciates it. I want you to know this morning that God sees that. It's your job to join God in his work and being a faithful and joyous steward of what he's entrusted you with day to day. Here's the reality part of that, though. It's easy to stand up here and say, it's not so easy to do. No matter what our job is, doing what I was just talking about is extremely difficult to actually live out. There are distractions that get in the way. There are endless points of comparison all around us. There are frustrations with coworkers, with schedules, with kids, and nothing ever seems to go as planned. I always tell guys at work when we get started on something, and they're like, how long is this going to take? And I say, well, I think it's going to take 3 days, but you can generally take whatever I say and just double it, because everything takes twice as long as I think it should. an important concept that we need to grasp this morning, and that we have a question that we have to ask, and this is why we have to ask and answer this important question today. And that question is, where do you find fulfillment? Where do you find your fulfillment at? Things get difficult, and when they get really difficult, this is a question we have to come back to. When things get tough, if you understand why you're doing it, it makes it that much easier to continue doing. It's easy to place our identity in the things that we do instead of who God says we are. Maybe you notice from the Genesis account, God makes us human beings there. He doesn't really put the highlight on human doings. Though we're made to work in some form or fashion, I believe God wants us to receive fulfillment from the work that we do. There are times and seasons, though, in life when we're not going to feel it, when that's going to get tough. And we have to continue on for other reasons. So I had mentioned earlier about when I first hired on for the company I work for now. One of the big motivators there was the pay and the stability and the insurance, and hey man, we get vacation, so I can do this, and those are all good things, and God had used that in that season of my life. But you know, the point of it is that with that being the focus, it didn't take long of me genuinely seeking to find God's will in my life that he started to show me something different in that. He started to show me that these are things that aren't going to, in the end, truly fulfill you on the inside. There's another calling that I have for you. And he started to show me that. So these things that I talked about, you know, the hey, good pay, the vacations, the stability, the insurance, this stuff it's not bad things, but it shouldn't be what motivates us in life. Because if you're expecting something from them to last forever, we're going to come up empty. Because these are things that aren't going to continue to provide for us. We need to be storing up our treasures in heaven. There are a bunch of things, y'all, that I love about my job. And I hope this is the same for you. For instance, maybe it's the vacation time. One of the big things that come out of our HR summit, where all the controllers and human resources people met up at corporate not long ago, I don't know, about a month ago or something, they come back and they said, hey, we got some new benefits. If you've got 10 years, you get an additional week of vacation. Woohoo! Guess how many years I got this year? 10. So, good thing, you know. I appreciated that. You know, there's things like, parental leave for guys. So at first there was a little bit of grumbling about this, but now the company I work for, we provide parental leave for the fathers, 4 weeks. I think this is an important thing, man, for mothers with new babies to have, who, for families that don't have support groups like I'm blessed with, to be able to, for the father to be able to stay home and help take care of the mom. You know, these are good things. Maybe it's the ability to work from home. However, all these things are temporary, and they can disappear with the snap of a finger. And I try to always remember that. We got to be grateful for the things and the opportunity that God gives us, because it can all go away just like that. That's why we can't find base or happiness in our hope in those types of things. The Bible tells us a lot of crucial things, but what's given to us in John chapter 4 is a single statement from Jesus Christ himself. In regard to where he finds his fulfillment, or as he says in this verse, his nourishment. So we'll look in John chapter 4, verse 34. It says, then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. Our nourishment and our fulfillment, it was never meant to come from worldly things. It was never meant to come from what we earn. It was never meant to come from the camaraderie that we have with our coworkers, or from our vacation time that we get to spend away from there, or any other worldly thing or achievement. All the things we've accomplished and the accolades that we've received because of our work, one day they're all going to fade away. The Bible tells us from dust we're made and from dust we'll return. In light of this, we should place our hope in doing the will of God. And I believe that time and time again in Scripture, God reminds us of statements like this from Jesus. Or even statements like the one in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, where he said to his disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who's in charge of the harvest and ask him to send more workers into his fields. Statements like this, man, it reminds me that there's so much work to be done and to accomplish God's plans and purposes. He's calling us to use our gifts and our talents and our jobs to be involved in his purpose and his plan. What a privilege that is, you guys, and what a responsibility for us. There's one more thing that I'd like to mention today when it comes to keeping peace and joy and focus when our jobs seem to be chaotic and a mess. And we have to remember that and know that we've been assigned kingdom work. It's one thing to work for God, and it's something else to work with God. And seemingly simultaneously, God calls us to do both. We need to be working for God and with God. When we work just for God and we're outside of his plan, things, it's been my experience, things get derailed and you are much more difficult. But when you're in tune with the plan that God has for your life, and you're willing to work for God in that way, things just come together. So you might be familiar with the life and ministry of Paul the Apostle throughout the New Testament. He started off as somebody who was persecuting Christians. Some would even say he aided in killing of them. But then this thing happened on the road to Damascus where he had a personal encounter with Christ. And everything changed from that point moving forward. He went on from that encounter with Christ to share the gospel message with thousands of people. And today, through his writings, the gospel message is spread to all over the world. Towards the end of his life here on earth, Paul said something profound in the book of Acts about the job that he was doing. If we look in Acts chapter 20, I'm going to read verses 22 through 24. It says in chapter 20, verses 22 through 24, "And now I'm bound by the Spirit to go to Jerusalem. I don't know what awaits me, except that the Holy Spirit tells me in city after city that jail and suffering lie ahead. But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work that was assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God." What a statement Paul made right there. I mean, reading that right there, Paul understood the assignment. I read verse 24 there. He said, "But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God." I like that. I hear that, man, and I feel it. I've used that very, very scripture in a discussion with someone who asked me, you know, why at work. And I was like, well, I'm glad you should ask, because here's the open door. That's a powerful thing to me. But when we look at 22 and 23, where he says he's bound by the Spirit to go to Jerusalem, and he don't know what awaits him, except that the Holy Spirit tells him in city after city that jail and suffering lie ahead. That one's not so. The truth of the matter is, though, that there are two sides of that scale for serving God. I think Paul is a prime example of that. You know, there are going to be times when things are tough, and when those things are tough, where are you going to turn to? So Paul knew in this instance, he knew that what he signed up to do to follow Jesus. He knew that there'd be work for him to do along the way. And in a similar way, I believe God's still in the business of assigning work to people like you and like me. He gives us work to do that aligns with the job that pays us. He's proved over and over to me that this is the case. He gives us work that aligns with and intertwines with our 9-to-5. Things that he weaves into the stuff that we do every single day. And ultimately, the work we're assigned is kingdom work. And if we go about his work wholeheartedly, he will provide for us. There's a higher purpose behind it. And no matter how mundane or boring at times it may feel, you're called to be an ambassador for Christ in any and all circumstances. For some of you in this room, this is a good encouragement and reminder that we need to stay the course when things get difficult. For other people, maybe it's a call for you to begin the journey and to surrender control of your life and willingly choose to follow Jesus. The invitation of Christ for all of us is an everlasting one. It could also be an empowered life here and now, too. I know there are probably many different perspectives in the room today regarding work. There are probably some of you who have had experiences at work that are less than favorable, that probably don't a match with my experience in my latest occupation. But I'll tell you, I've had some rough, tough jobs too where I did less than glorify God. You know, there were jobs where I had that I went to that it was to make some money and find out where the next party was going to be. Thank God that I had that encounter with Christ, similar to Paul, where my life took a radical change in turn. You know, I know that some of you have been working hard and you're grinding it out, and you're providing, and you're trying to do good, noble work. But it's maybe it's not what you love, but it's putting food on the table and a roof over your head. There are probably some people in the room who don't have a job or maybe a traditional job, and it seems hard to figure out where this applies. Here's what I would say to all of us. Number one is that we need to remember that we're called to join in with the work God's already doing in the world. The beauty is that anybody, with or without a college degree or a traditional vocation, or whether or not you went to seminary, or whether or not you're good at public speaking, or whatever it might be, anybody can participate. Find somebody who needs encouragement this week, or help somebody out. Be the hands and feet in Jesus, for Jesus, in the lives of people around you. God will put people in your path that you can make a difference in their lives. The second one I would like to point out this morning is that sometimes God is calling you to be an initiator of his work. He's already doing it. Sometimes he just needs someone with that initiative to jump in and be the one that gets things going. And if he allows you to see a need, maybe he's calling you to fill it. I think that we need to remember that we're God's beloved son or daughter. Keep your eyes fixed on Christ as we go through this race of life, and make sure that you keep going back to him when you need nourishment. It's easy to go inward when things get difficult. It's easy to look in other directions. We need to remember that when we start feeling depleted, when we start getting tired, that we need to turn back to Christ, because he is where our true fulfillment is going to come from and our nourishment. I would also like to point out that this morning that and ask you to remember that when you join God in his work, you're entering into a holy calling. You're joining in with his plans and the purposes of his kingdom. And that's not a small thing for all of us as Christians. All of life, the purpose of all this is to serve him. Every job, every vocation, every calling, all of it. I encourage you all to remember that this morning. If you would, join me in a word of prayer as we get ready to close.